Welcome to it. Saturday morning in Triple M Towers. Beautiful day in Perth. It's going to be fine, about 28 degrees today as the easterly just comes in this morning. Good morning to Ryan. Good morning to Danny.
How can you tell the easterlies coming in this morning?
Oh, he knows easterlies.
Oh, you're such a rustic rogue, sort of rugged fisherman type, aren't you? Tell me honestly how you can look out that studio window and tell me there's an easterly coming.
Well, I know it's an easterly. It's getting cooler later today. That means the sea breeze has to come in.
All right. Thanks, Sam Jolly.
Now, hey, it's coming for your
job. You know what Tommy's so up and about today? Because we have somehow landed.
Well, if I said to Tommy, don't say we. You.
I have landed.
Pulled on some yes.
If we had said to Tommy at the start of this season, give me your top five interviews that you could get on this show. Now, he might have suggested, he might say someone like Brad Pitt or Michael Jordan or
the golfer. What's his favourite golfer?
Oh, who's your favourite golfer? What's that guy?
Minwoo Lee.
Minwoo Lee.
You love Minwoo.
But
cook. Number one.
Did you say Roger Cook?
No.
Roger Cook?
No, Minwoo's saying is let him cook.
Oh, right. Oh. No. I was just going to say.
Number one on the list would be the one and only Ryan Marrick. Now, somehow I have pulled this off. Ryan Marrick is on the show today. Tommy is beside himself. He's actually had a shower for the first time in weeks.
It's borderline third-party harassment, what he puts Ryan Marrick through.
But Ryan Marrick doesn't know.
Ryan Marrick doesn't know that he's got a stalker in Perth.
Does he know?
I was banging on his window last time.
So just on a side note on this quickly, you've put Ryan Marrick's mobile phone number in a group chat with Tom Atkinson.
I did hesitate.
I nearly freaked out. Do not give him any West Coast number. He's got my husband's number.
Oh. I'm sorry to say, it actually came up like phone book full. I had to get rid of someone.
Who got cut?
Ah, Luke, you're out.
Luke, no, I got rid of him. That's
Luke,
all right.
Out,
thank
Ryan
God,
because
he could not stand the texts anymore. Boys, on a serious note, if you're waking up today, a weekend huddle,
big
listeners, big news out of Buckingham Palace. Princess Kate, we've been talking about her a lot and that the photo scandal and where she'd been and was that picture manipulated and all the rest. And it's just been announced that she has got cancer and she will go through chemotherapy soon. So all the best to Princess Kate and the royals. A lot of people pulled the piss and, you know.
I didn't.
Well,
there was a lot of rabbit holes that were being going down.
Well, as the world does. We went into a spiral and there was an underlying sort of, something serious might be going on here, and there it is. So all the best to her.
Yeah, hopefully it all works out okay.
Don't look at me like that, Tom. I can do serious. I can do fun radio. I can do switch on the serious.
Going to leave the joke you said off air.
I didn't make a joke about
it.
I just said, what did they do? That I still don't have a proper explanation for the
photo.
Then.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Fair.
That's what the internet's asking too.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it alone. Anyway, all the best to Kate. Coming up, Simon Garlick and Ryan Marrick here on the weekend.
He can't get through it without giggling.
I know.
Ryan Marrick.
Ryan Marrick.
The big gun, mate. I bought stock. I've got a condo on Ryan Marrick.
I feel sorry for him.
92.9 Triple M. I'm Stacey's mum. Apparently she's got it going on at 92.9.
Can you not?
I didn't. That's what the song said.
You would be that guy at parties back in the day when that was a hit, being like, oh.
Yeah, and if anyone was there named Stacey, he'd be like singing it around.
Oh, you've got it going on, Stace.
Oh, your mum does. That'd be such a Tommy thing.
Anyway, the football was last night. Coming up soon, Ryan Marrick, if you haven't heard.
Hey.
Simon Garlick from the Fremantle Football
Tommy's
Club.
Tommy's polished his glasses up. He's all ready to go.
And Danny reckons she's found the secret to why Collingwood are 0-3.
She's run the numbers. She's put it all through the computer and she's come up with the reason.
It shocked Luke too.
It's groundbreaking stuff. And I'm nervous to say it and put it on the record, but I reckon I know why.
You might have solved Collingwood's issues. Have you told Craig McRae? Minigan get in touch with him?
No, but if we've got Flyer's number, let's get him on.
But last night, though, Geelong went to Adelaide and got the job done against the Adelaide Crows.
It's a big Friday night clash. It's Adelaide. It's Geelong. Ball spills to the front. Working hard, Henry. Got it out to Myers. Snap around the body. Goal. Delivers up to Hawkins. Too strong. Turns and goes. Long ball in. Feeding back. Here's Matter. Snap around the body. He's got a goal. That's his first. A little handball from Clark. Ends up with Matter. Out of Myers looking for another. Yes! Dempsey runs to 40. Handball to the Hawk. Tomahawk on his left from a standing start. They've got five in a row. And that is it at the Adelaide Oval. The Cats home by 19 points on the road. That's a big win.
Yes, Geelong now 2-0 to start the season. I tell you what, I think a few people, including me, maybe thought they wouldn't play finals, but I'm swerving against it. I thought they'd be middle of the pack. They still might be, but this is a perfect start for them. The Crows 0-2, which is, you know, I think a lot of people had them improving.
And they just signed Matty Nix during the week to a new 2-year deal.
Yeah, not as much talk about him getting the 2 years as there was with Justin Longmuir just getting the one. I thought that was interesting because, do you know, they started coaching at the same time. Longmuir's winning percentage is like 48% and Nix's is 37%, and he's never played finals. Obviously, they probably should have last year, but it's interesting how you compare the two and the narrative around it. So I think now Crows fans will be like, well, do we have the right guy? Or it's very reactive. It's very reactive.
There was a late surge for the Crows, I thought, in the final quarter.
They had
a
couple of lates. They had a couple of surges. They got in front at one point, and the Geelong just kept kind of fighting back. Your man, Tommy Stewart.
Outstanding. Oh,
can I just take a moment? Can we, before you continue, Ronan? Tom Stewart, he was an older pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in his 22, 23, okay, I think, when they picked him
old,
up.
But in AFL terms, it's older. I know last year on this show I said Jeremy Cameron was my favourite player.
I don't know if you said that. I think you went a little bit further than that. I think it got a little bit weird. I'm pretty sure Luke just he didn't.
There's just something about
he didn't file for divorce, but he contacted a lawyer just in case he needed to.
I'm going to go to the other end of the ground because Tom Stewart is on fire.
He is.
So he had 28 touches last night. Was that right?
He did.
Oh, Tom. Look, he honestly
a lot of intercept possessions
to
too.
Has to be one of the best defenders in the league. If not of the last, what was
he? He's in the first three or four, I would have said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's right up there.
How many All Australians has he won?
Oh, five? He's won a lot.
I'll just say four so I can be different.
it's around the mark. He was brilliant. Grian Myers was, of course, fantastic. He kicked three and had 26 touches. A lot of those little chippy little link kicks over there, the little messy kicks that he likes to do.
The chiselers.
And the Tomahawk had four goals as well. So the Cats are going beautifully. They did have a bit of an issue towards the end. Patrick Dangerfield got subbed off once the game was won.
Mm.
Concerned maybe about a hamstring. This is him after the game.
I'm not sure whether it's a cramp or it's a little hammy. So wait and see. But sort of happened. The same thing happened last year against the Crows. So I'll have to wait and see.
Speaking from soft tissue experience,
you would have a fair bit of it.
At Danger's age and expertise, you feel the niggle before the hamstring goes. So if it is a hammy and it's not, you know, cramp, it kind of, I'm going to get off. I'm going to be subbed out here. It's awareness of it to prevent this from getting worse. So that's what I'm going
to
guess.
Can I ask a follow-up question to that, Dr. Danny?
Sure.
So now that he's had the awareness,
yes,
because he's come off, what if he plays next week? Will the awareness, like, does it heal? I doubt it heals. It's still going to be close to going. Does he still need to have time off?
Look, if I was an expert, I'd say he has to get through a solid training session this week, or do they just rest him but play him? Like, rest him through the week but play him next week?
How much percentage of your life over the last 4 years has been based around discussing hamstring issues
mate.
With Luke?
And calves. Oh, mate, honestly. Do you know,
Was it more calf or hamstring? Hamstring was probably worse.
But, God, I got to say, I'm glad Luke's retired because he's got a sore calf at the moment. And can you imagine what you two... Just every week in here, like going on about,
how's the calf?
And on social media, get rid of him, retiring. Oh, just leave us alone.
We were very supportive of Luke. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you were, but I'm just saying.
Probably more than Danny was.
But anyway, Danger, I don't know if he plays next week. Let's just see.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
All right, they're up and about. At the other end of the scale, Collingwood are 0-3, last year's premiers. Danny has found the reason why.
Yes, talk about it a little bit later. But I think it's going to shock a few people. They're going to be thinking it's more, you know, game day tactical, what happens. But
old pies.
I missed something from last night's game.
Yes.
Something crucial that happened during the game. We're going to talk about it next?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Ryan's hooking.
Hey, look at me.
Best. You can see the song. We've got 12 seconds to go before we have to stop
talking. Supposed to keep going?
Supposed to keep going
Thank
until
you for
we
that,
get to
Radio Craft.
Ryan, Danny, Tom, Triple M, 92.9. Up next, what happened on the pitch that Ryan saw? 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning, gorgeous morning in Perth today. Hey, coming
easterly
up.
Easterly winds coming through, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, the easterlies are looking good.
It's going to be cooler this Arvo, so
how you know.
The sea breeze this Arvo for when Odinaka just lets loose at Ascot this afternoon. That's awesome.
Has it won anything yet?
What?
Has your horse won anything?
Your horse.
Yeah, it's won two races, mate.
Tommy, when you say your horse, you own that horse with people?
1% of it.
Very small percentage. You've seen my, if you haven't seen my pay slip on the printer, it's a very, very small percentage. Frio fans, Simon Garlick, the CEO, just before 8 o'clock.
Yes,
we'll find out who's going to play today. Their course, they're taking on North Melbourne. Very early start for them. And Ryan Marrick just after 8. Just unbuckling the belt, getting very excited. Last night, though, Danny, you were very interested in what happened when someone jumped over the fence.
Well, this, I know there's been pitch invaders in the AFL in the past, but we've got some audio. Have a listen to this.
Ball pinging around everywhere as they've got to stop this game. There's an idiot out there on the field. Astounding.
Oh, gee, I don't know how mobile that security man is. But...
yeah. Keys just deals with him. It's just amazing that you think that that's something you would ever do.
Idiot is an understatement.
I love that.
I cannot believe this is still going on. If you see the footage online, that security guard, he is so stiff. Like, he's got the same sort of coccyx issues as me, I reckon, where you just can't get movement through your coccyx and hips.
Lucky Luke.
I know. Hey, don't you worry.
Hey, Dad, figure it out.
Figure it out, Rhino. Thank you. The amount of times this happened is not acceptable. What do the AFL need to do, bar tighten security measures? Do they need to put fitter security guards on the boundary?
So you're saying that because the security guard was a heavy set man, that he's not capable of doing his job.
The bloke that invaded the pitch ran. He was having a field day
was
amongst the group of players.
Was
what if he was carrying a knife?
Okay.
No, I'm being quite serious. The players' lives are at risk when an idiot invades the ground.
We do rely a lot on good behaviour at football games. We do.
We rely on decent security to stop that from happening.
So, old mate, out.
Well, there's a reason why security... No, I'm not saying
that security... That guy's just trying to feed his family,
No, I'm not
Danny.
Saying that security guy should be out, but what I'm trying to say is... Do they need to be more like that?
A screening
slipped
beforehand.
Through, this bloke slipped through the
so
cracks.
So maybe a different role for this
and it
guy.
Shouldn't be on.
More of an administrative
role. I'm not trying to bash the security guard. He deserves his job, but he might have needed to go up somewhere else. It's happening far too much. We've seen Sam Kerr take down people before. It's a genuine.
Okay, I've got
genuine
an idea.
Threat.
I've got an idea. Because there's athletes out there, right, you want to protect the athletes. And a lot of these people who do the pitch invaders are usually pretty fit, but because they know that they're going to have to move pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
So how about we get retired football players just out of the game to be the security guards?
Imagine Luke.
Imagine that.
He'd do his hammy chase.
Just get Luke, Shannon. Shannon Hearn. Imagine Shannon Hearn out there.
It's too soon to be making fun of my partner.
No one is running out there if Shannon Hearn's wearing a security jacket.
He ended his career, Tom. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Is he going to be okay to do the lap of honour tomorrow?
He's in a car.
Well, step into the car. Might go
oh,
again.
Oh, boy.
It reminds me of course, you remember when Andrew Simons took out the security guard?
Perfect example. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. Get the athletes to take care of it themselves.
I'm just a little bit annoyed that this stuff keeps happening.
It's stupid. You know what we've got at Optus, which we're lucky? They have to jump from a pretty significant height. So they're not going to just spring into the run. Whereas Adelaide Oval, you just jump the fence, you're good.
Mm.
Here, there's that extra height. So if you're going to be a streaker or a pitch invader, bit of extra work for
you. Do you ever back yourself being on the boundary sometimes, Rhino, that you would be able... Yeah, what would you do if you felt the wind past you?
My main rule is don't get involved in... You're not the game. The game is happening around you. Don't get involved. But if it was right past me, it's like the same when you're doing the cricket. If the ball, if someone hits a six and it comes to, you're going to catch it.
Yeah.
If this is an idiot who's running past you, maybe that's your moment.
If anyone's out there, Danny and I will chip in.
It's 10 grand and a lifetime ban.
If it gets you on TV, just that moment you'll never live down, we'll pay for it to happen. Anyway, if you're a security guard, make sure you jump on the scales, otherwise Danny's going to work.
Oh.
Triple M. 92.9 at Triple M at your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. If you own some kind of fitness studio out there and you want to sponsor the show, I need some help.
You need a lot of help.
Yeah. I'm just putting it out there. If you want to get involved, I need some help.
With what?
Coming up next, 92.9 Triple M. It's your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Teddy Swims there. As Ryan forgets his microphone is on. Hey, coming up, Simon Garlic from the Freo.
What did you do? What did you do?
No, it wasn't too bad. I turned the mics on. He wasn't
Tell
ready.
Tell me he goes early. Yeah. That's what they say.
Anyway, so my back has been causing me lots of dramas.
You asked on 133353 before that if anyone owned a fitness studio or a Pilates studio to call.
Yeah.
Basically, to sponsor the show, but it's crap Pilates. Because you, what?
Tom? He just wants freebies.
Yeah. So my back has been causing me problems for ages, right? And so I started off with a great Tex Perkins down at West Coast Eagles. West Coast Health, shout out.
Surprise that Tommy goes to the West Coast Health.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. He's probably just looking for Ryan Murray.
Anyway, so Tex looked after me, sent me to Subi Sports Med, Hendo down there. Yep. Now, I've ended up with a pain management specialist at St. John of God, and they've recommended a bone scan, which is about the fifth or sixth thing I've had.
Okay.
Had that during the week. If you haven't had one, they inject this like nuclear stuff into your arm. You have to stay in a certain section for a couple of hours.
Okay.
They do a scan, and it shows up, and my pain med specialist said, what we don't want is it to light up like a Christmas tree. That is bad. That means the different pain bits.
Okay.
And surprise, surprise, it lit up like it was Home Alone episode 3.
I could have told you that.
Anyway, so that means I have to get some...
Okay, further treatment.
Further treatment in the back. But the main thing she said that I need is Pilates every day, Ryan.
Do you know what triggered this insane back
It's degenerative arthritis that has happened over time, and I have a back of a 65-year-old, and you'd be surprised to know that I don't get a rebate because those scans are made for people over 60.
No one under 60 has ever had one. I would say, Dan, that of all the people in the world who have ever done Pilates or thought about doing Pilates, Tommy would be the most unlikely candidate.
Well, you're very stiff, Tom.
He's very stiff. He doesn't, not a lot of freedom of movement in Tommy's.
There's not a lot of hypermobility.
I'm thinking of going to one of those Western suburbs once and just walking in with all the, you know, good-looking, attractive women in there for lunch. And I just come in. There you go.
Yeah, You would be on a Reddit page in an instant. Like, who is that creep that walked into the Claremont Pilates?
I will say this. I know he's just trying to get freebies, but I'm going to help him here. Because if you are a Pilates studio.
Yes.
And if you think you're a good Pilates studio,
you can help me out.
There is a piece of clay here that is completely unmolded.
A radioactive piece
if
of
you
clay.
Can fix this, you can do anything.
Yes. Help me out.
Can I also just...
133353... I need some lessons from the two masters of getting freebies.
But
about
also,
how you do
it's on it. Tommy, I'm going to just throw you in with some advice here, too. 133353, if you're a little bit into your alternative stuff, right?
A bit of the.
You, Tom, have too much inflammation in your body.
Yes.
Which causes pain.
Yeah.
Go dairy free, go gluten free, change your diet. It starts in the gut.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Stop having a bacon and egg McMuffin on your way into the station on Saturday mornings. And it starts from your gut.
Or maybe just have one instead of two.
Tash Peterson's here.
No, I'm being quite serious. Try it for 12 weeks.
You know what, sore? Been carrying you two for about 12 months.
Anyone would think that he carried baby Luca in his stomach for 9 months. Poor Vinca.
133353, if you can help me out with a Pilates studio, please. Even if you just tell me what to do.
You're shameless.
Simon Garlic next, 92.9 Triple M. Saturday morning here in Perth, there's Nirvana. Massive game this morning. Early kickoff, the Fremantle Dockers taking on North Melbourne. Can they make it two wins in a row? And we're lucky enough to have their CEO and superstar, Simon Garlic, on the phone. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, Simon.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, we're very good. Thank you, Simon. Now, mate, I know you've got to go soon because you're jumping on. I was told during the week that you're jumping on the team bus to go with the team. And I just thought, geez, CEO, but every man. You are still a man of the people despite being the top of the tree.
Just trying to save a few dollars on a taxi, actually, Rhino, more than anything else.
You'd rather
be careful with that sort of stuff.
You'd rather your CEO on the bus on the way to the game, though, than your coach, I reckon.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah,
you think it might just create a bit of tension. And with the coach is on there too, so don't worry. We're very inclusive. It's one family here. It's a purple family, all one and together. Very aligned organisation. So, no, it's actually a great opportunity. It's funny, sometimes when people say, oh, do you head over to every interstate game and travel? From a CEO's perspective, just that ability you get to grab, build connection, understand what's going on at the absolute core of your business is actually critical. So I find it incredibly beneficial. I was over here on Wednesday pushing the AFL on a number of items in our interest, as you can imagine, but being able to loop in some team dinners and pop in the odd meeting and catch up with coaches and players is invaluable.
Yeah, can I ask, what were you pushing the AFL on in those meetings, Simon? I imagine the fixture would have been one big one. Were you talking about being involved in round zero or opening round? Like, what was your main thing if you went in there and said, right, if you can get this one thing across the line for the Dockers, what would it be?
I think the major priority for us at the moment, Ryan, is around the fixture. I think the AFL done an unbelievable job in terms of competitive equity and balance, and we're seeing, obviously, at the start of this season with the two grand finalists sort of having some challenges. I'm sure they're going to be up there when the whips are cracking. But that element of uncertainty of results, you know, of your team having a chance any given week, the AFL's done a fantastic job with that. Where we believe the greatest inequity that currently exists or remains is in the discrepancy of travel. And it's no one's fault. It's the way the competition's evolved. Just so happens that there's two teams in the beautiful west coast of Australia and there's 14 on the east coast. So that by sheer nature of the way that's evolved in that manner, it means we travel a hell of a lot more. And clearly West Coast in particular have done an amazing job and shown that despite that, you can win it, and that's certainly what we're planning to do. But I think there's some opportunity for us, Ryan, as a code to look at it like we do, things like opening round and gather round. We're really supportive of concepts like that actually help from an overall perspective. However, by the same token, we need to make sure that we're not being left with too great a disadvantage.
That's the diplomatic way of saying that we get stuffed over here, basically. He's being very, very nice, Simon.
I also think, in all reality, though, I mean, we've got an opportunity, and Andrew, in his new reign as CEO, Laura Kane in particular, I think they've got a great opportunity to look at things like this, just so we can make the competition as strong as it possibly can be. Mm. I think we've done an amazing job from a commercial perspective, and we're the number one code within the country by a significant way, and that's fantastic. But there's opportunities to make a few tweaks here and there to ensure that equity piece is at the forefront. And I'm really confident we're already having positive discussions to that end. So we'll see how we go.
How would that work, mate? Not to get too deep on it, but are you talking about maybe having extra home games? Are you talking about bringing Gather Round to Perth?
Bring Gather Round to Perth.
Well, how do you get less travel? Or is it just as simple as less six-day breaks or you know, closer, less travel to Queensland, for instance? Is there any specifics you can give us?
Yeah, I think there's an opportunity for us to look at the fact if you look at the way the competition's evolved from a home and away perspective, that by sheer nature it was born out of a state-based competition, whether it be Waffle or VFL, and that home and away was essentially where, you know, those away games you'd get in your car, and you know, if you were playing for the Claremont Tigers, instead of driving to Claremont to your home game, you'd drive to Bassadine. And now, you know, you might have thought that was a bit of an inconvenience back in the day. But when you translate that to a national AFL competition where we play all over the country, it kind of doesn't really work. So the way we look at it, Ryan, is that, you know, the Victorian clubs primarily play 16 and 17 games within Victoria. So if you're probably better, instead of looking at it as simple home and away, you look at it as a home state versus an interstate game. And some of those interstate games for them are a pretty short flight to Adelaide.
Yep.
Whereas we play 12 home state games, we play our 11 home games, and then obviously the away derby. So I actually do think, you know, with a good collective will and us working through with the other clubs how that might look, that there's an opportunity to perhaps every now and then, and it might be a rotational basis, some of those Victorian clubs have one less home state game. Mm. So instead of 16 to 15, it might be 14 or 15.
Love it.
And that might provide us with a 13th game in Perth, for instance. So we think, again, with goodwill and us working through it as a collective, there's opportunities for us to try and not necessarily make it completely even, because I think that's going to be difficult, but just to reduce the inequity.
Simon, if you're a Freo fan right now, you're up and about. That win against Brisbane last week at home in front of the Purple Army, huge. It came off the back, of course, of the club supporting JL, having JL stick around. So, yeah, just give us some insight into that and the vibe at the club at the moment.
Yeah, well, I just read Ryan's articles every Saturday, and that basically dictates the way we are.
Please don't inflate his ego.
There's some influence. Timing was everything.
He doesn't need it.
Wasn't even on the agenda, and then Ryan wrote that we should extend JS contract. So
thank you, Simon.
God, Simon, don't tell him that you're reading stuff.
I just went, no, he knows. Ryan, he knows I'm a big footy Rhino fan.
There you go. We clip up that audio, Sam. That's for the promos, mate.
Particularly the obscure the pop culture reference that makes no sense to anyone except Ryan.
That's right. Yes, writing it for my own enjoyment.
Back down.
No, in all seriousness, that was a really easy call for us. We love JL. I think he's got an unbelievable grasp of the game from a technical perspective. There's a great rapport with his playing group, and he's really building into a really nice career for us as a football club. And we thought giving him some extra time and a bit of free air this year in particular was the right thing to do. So that was really pleasing, Danny. And then, it's interesting because some people talked about the timing of the announcement. So really, we announced it as soon as we finalised it. And I would have, in an ideal world, it would have been great to be couple of weeks before the season started. But you can't rush these things, and you've got to make sure people have the appropriate amount of time to consider it. And we finalised the deal with JL and announced it the next day, and it happened to be a couple of days before round one. And then you're right. 10 minutes into the first quarter, it wasn't feeling fantastic. But the guys did a great job. And Brisbane, who are unbelievably potent attack and a great midfield, didn't look like scoring for about an hour. It felt like the guys had total control of the game. Mm. So it's 1 week. It's a pleasing win and start of the year, but been really pleased and impressed with how much the guys have switched on to focusing on a job this week against a resurgent North team who obviously got a hell of a lot of talent on their list, and it won't be an easy afternoon, but we're pretty keen to try and get the job done and get on a flight tonight with 4 points.
He says afternoon, but again, shafted over here. 10:30 start. The guy's got to play at 10:30.
Watch while you eat your Weet-Bix over here.
Is there any danger, Laura Kane? No, it's off today. Good luck today. We are rooting for you. You can hear the game live right here on Triple M from 10:30. Fremantle will absolutely take North Melbourne to the cleaners. Thanks, Simon. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on the sport, guys. Cheers.
Thanks Simon. Mike.
Good luck. Simon Garlick, if you want to become a member of the Fremantle Football Club, jump on now. They're available at the Fremantle Football Club website. 92.9 at Triple M. It's your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning.
Has his children in work at like studio this morning. Oh,
it's feral out there. Sam has his hands full.
When Ryan Marrick's coming up soon, everyone wants to be a part of it.
That's true. I told the kids about Ryan Marrick and they said, we've got to come.
Also, I said to Ryan before when his kids walked in, let me just put the computer on for them.
Yeah.
Okay, just let them watch something.
Yeah.
Ryan's looking at me with his eyes. The computer's broken, well, Danny. Just let your kids watch the bit of screen.
They're going nuts with the YouTube. Yeah.
Now, we teased it a little bit earlier, but I know the secret behind why Collingwood have lost.
Don't worry about all
Thursday
the analysts. Collingwood coaching staff have been trying to figure it out, but you have come up with the answer.
Say what you will, okay? I don't want to harp on about my own relationship, but over the time...
You do quite a bit.
Well, only if... over the time that Luke and I have been together, if I was to ever ask Luke to come out the night before a game,
it is
a hard no.
Right, because he's a professional.
I'm talking a movie screening, a friend's dinner, a family event.
Anything.
Luke,
red carpet.
Luke is constant. No, I've got footy tomorrow. Absolutely not.
And that's why he was so successful.
Well, so Eagles fans would be very happy to hear that.
That is my prep time. Now, on Wednesday night in Melbourne, there was the Glamour on the Grid event because, of course, the Grand Prix is on this weekend.
Yeah,
it's actually today it all kicks off in Melbourne.
Exciting.
So there was the Glamour on the Grid event. And if you don't know what that is, that's when all the celebrities get to walk the grid, see behind the scenes, the cars, maybe rub shoulders with a few drivers. Every man and his dog in Melbourne was there. Okay,
it's a real Danny type experience.
Oh yeah, she would have been.
Well, if you're lucky enough to be invited, Tommy. If you're lucky enough to be invited, I don't deny that if I was a Melbourne local, I would have got a gig. I know a few people from Perth that flew over, but that's different. Anyway, so I had a little look at the gallery online.
Oh really?
Because Dave Zaharakis was there, and Dave's a good friend of ours,
yes.
Right? Now I had a look
former
online.
Former Essendon player.
There was a lot of Collingwood players there.
But they played the next day.
They played the next day.
Really?
So they are suiting up. They're going out. Now, they may have only been at that event for half an hour.
But you know that's not how that works.
But you get stuck talking to people.
Say,
the night gets late.
Even the carpet bit takes like an hour because of the waiting around and the interviews and the photos.
And the standing.
Correct.
So I don't know. But if I was Craig McRae. I'd maybe be tightening up my players' social schedules the night or two nights before a game. I know Melbourne's got a big social life, but tighten it up.
Nah, pull your head in.
But, right. You know, and you can't, don't go bashing the partners either because, geez, you know, those girls, if they're getting your AFL partner to come out the night before a game, you got a bloody tight grip on the cannolis, I tell you that much.
Because I could never make it happen. The old squirrel grip over here wasn't enough.
Squirrel grip.
Right, Mitch Woodcock, if you're listening from the West. Former AFL player's wife, Danny, slams Collingwood players for going out the night before a game.
Mitch will be listening too.
Oh, gosh.
No, all right, stay inside. Don't go out.
Hey, Ryan Marrick, your man. Keep your pants on, Tommy. Coming up after 8.
All right, 92.9 Triple M. He's up just after 8 o'clock. Hey, welcome to it, the Weekend Huddle. Second hour, big first hour on the show. Simon Garlick, of course, broke the news. He's over there trying to sort some better fixturing out for the Fremantle Dockers, who've just been shafted, Ryan. Come on.
Oh, I really like Simon Garlick. I reckon he's a really good bloke. He brings a real energy and a good vibe to that club. I think he's a good man going forward.
He's another man who's going forward, my man. Ryan Marrick, superstar of the West Coast Eagles. Now, if you're not on board yet.
I'm nervous for this chat.
If you're not on board yet, get on board. I discovered Jesse Hogan.
You discovered?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, my God. Save that audio. I discovered Jesse Hogan.
I've got a story about that.
Ryan sent me down there to the under-18s.
Yeah.
Okay. To film Mason Shaw, who was the top pick.
Were you his work experience kid? He's your big deal.
And I came back and said, mate, don't need shots of Mason Shaw. There's this kid, Jesse Hogan. He's the one to get on board with.
He was the tipped number one draft pick. Tommy comes back and makes it sound like he's the first one to figure this out.
He was underage.
This Hogan kid's going to be pretty good, he says.
Year after.
You're in the wrong industry. Tommy.
I did get a call from the Eagles to replace Ryan O'Brien, so, you know.
Anyway,
Ryan Marrick is coming up next.
I feel sorry for Ryan Marrick.
I'm going to get a big hose and just to water Tommy down afterwards. Cold water.
92.9 Triple M. Hey, still to come, Beat the Huddle. Your chance to take on Danny and Ryan. I recommend you take on Danny.
I think we've got a family pass at Ghostbusters today.
So it's worth winning.
So winning.
Yeah, Danny, big prize has come through Triple M in the morning.
I don't know if I'd be taking your young kids there because it's actually quite creepy, the trailer.
Speaking of creepy, now we have got ourselves a guest today.
Creeps,
And it's someone who Tommy is probably driving the fan club, other than this person's parents and maybe the people he went to school with. Tommy is the biggest fan. He has bought all the real estate on this person's island.
Yep.
He is chips in
sold
on this
Luke
bloke. Sold his Luke Shuey stock just to get involved in Ryan Marrick. And we have Ryan Marrick on the line. Ryan, firstly, welcome to the show. But also, are you a little concerned in how much Tom Atkinson loves you?
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. And not concerned at all. I'm pretty stoked to hear that, actually.
Yes.
Ryan, you might be stoked, but he also goes to the West Coast physio. He's now got your mobile number.
Yes.
So I don't know. Don't be too stoked too soon.
Oh, well, now you tell me that, I might have to be a bit more aware, but...
Ryan, a big week for you. You signed on for a couple more years at the club. You must be super excited to make Perth home for the next 3 years.
Nah, it's awesome. I'm so excited. Nah, it's good to have a bit of security and, just be able to play with a bit of freedom and not having to worry about contract talks and negotiations because it's gone on for a little bit. But, super stoked and, loving every bit of it, so can't complain.
Yours is a great story, mate. Obviously, you missed your draft, but basically the word was that you probably weren't fit enough and you probably weren't taking it seriously enough. And then you go away, you work your ass off, and you get into a position where you get taken in the mid-season draft. You play 10 games at the end of last year, and now you've got a contract that sees you through to 2026. It's a great story for any kids out there who have maybe been overlooked and maybe need to, get their ass into gear. What changed for you mentally?
Yeah, I've come a really long way from... two, three, 4 years ago. So, I was a pretty big kid growing up and, I don't know really what the change was. It sort of all started with my brother because he was pretty big as well and I saw him up about 20 kilos and that sort of flicked a switch in me saying, oh, if he can do it and I've been up being with him the whole time, then I can do it as well. So, he got into all his meal prep, all his gym, all his planning. So, he sort of was the first step to help me get my life on track and, after dropped a bit of weight, then started taking my footy a bit seriously, and it all flourished from there, I guess.
Ryan, have you got a nickname at the club with the boys?
Oh, I get a few. I've always had Nug growing up.
All right. I like calling players by their nicknames. I feel a little bit more in, so I'll just go Nug.
Nug.
Tommy's been...
Oh, you're so, such a nuffy.
Tommy
would be the, no, I thought Tommy would be the biggest nuffy on this interview.
If anyone's allowed to be a nuffy in this room, it's me. Hey, Nug. Yeah. Tommy's been putting his hand up. He wants to go with a question, so you go, Tommy.
Right, let's go. So, Ryan, you obviously weren't picked for round one. You're the sub tomorrow. Mm. Where do you think is your best position to play? Because I can see you high half forward, pushing up to the wing. You got great awareness, touch. Where would you see your perfect position?
Yeah, it's sort of a bit of a mixture of all that, I guess. I feel like I've been playing quite deep lately, but I feel like I flourish a bit more up the ground. So high half forward is where, Jody like to play. And, I reckon... Talk to Simon and a couple of other coaches for down the track. I might push up to a wing spot later on. Yeah. So just need to learn some of the roles and how to play that spot. But, just for the moment, spot between high half forward and then just roll deep as well.
I asked my friends yesterday if they have a question for you. And the number one question was, besides the players we hear a lot about, can you give me one Eagle who hasn't played league footy yet, who you've been impressed with since you got to the club?
Nice question.
That's a good question. There's a few, but the one that sort of stands out to me at the moment is the new draftee, Lock Rawlinson, who got picked in the rookie draft, pick one. Yeah, he's been on fire. And he's just very silky, he's very smooth, and he has really good skills, and he's got quick pace as well. So, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a couple of games under his belt later on the season.
Much like Ryan, silky, smooth. Not you, Ryan.
Ryan, control yourself.
Ryan, GWS tomorrow. It's the first home game of the season in front of the West Coast fans. What do you guys expect the day to look like for you?
Yeah, so we obviously know they're a really good side and we've got our work cut out for us, but we're not going to shy away from that. We just want to keep going what we've been going after the whole pre-season. So, just going after our contest, being a good front half footy side and, just bring a lot of pressure and hopefully we can tip them over and the ball going forward in our front half. So, it's going to be a challenge, but we got the home crowd behind us and first home game. I'm sure we're going to come out firing. So, hopefully, best of luck for all the boys.
Ryan, appreciate your time. Of course, he's a Scarborough lad, Ryan. Down there. You know that?
Yeah. You see Zave down at Scarborough Sports Club at any point there, Rhino?
I haven't actually. Probably should go down there.
He pretty much lives there, so anytime you go.
It's because Ryan's professional and the nights that Zave's down there.
Yeah, I would say that Simo would be saying, don't go there and hang out with Zave.
So
I would have thought.
Xavier Ellis is here at the moment, actually. He's just ripped his shirt off. He's outside the studio.
It's not a good sight.
Please, mate. I've got my sunnies on. Thank God.
Ryan, good luck tomorrow. We're cheering for you, of course, the sub tomorrow against the GWS Giants. And I'm telling you, by the end of the season, there'll be more Ryan Marrick jumpers in the crowd than Harley Reid.
Okay.
Get on board now.
Good on you, Nug. Thanks for joining us. Good luck to the boys tomorrow.
Easy. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Ryan Marrick from the West Coast Eagles. You can hear that game live tomorrow about 3:30 with the Triple M call team, 92.9 Triple M. Hey, straight after us, we've got the Saturday Rub, the team ready to go. Then we're off to see Fremantle take on North Melbourne. But there was some social media during the week, Ryan. It didn't surprise me, but I think she's done it again. And this could be the worst one yet.
Danny Shuey has gone and got herself an agent.
Tommy. Smart.
Now, finally, it has gotten to the point where Danny has gotten so big that there are so many calls and emails requests for our Danny that she's had to go and find someone to filter through. Yep. All of these things. And she's posted it. It's new artist announcement announcing the incredible Danny Shuey to our MC team. Danny's professional experience as an MC and presenter dates back to 2012.
2012, yeah.
She brings a natural,
been around longer than Tom.
Natural warm tone, Tommy, and vibrant energy to each and every warm shift. Her most recent work includes being MC as part of the match day entertainment for the NBL, BBL, and FIFA Women's
True
World
story.
Cup. As well as a co-host on Triple M Perth's The Weekend Huddle.
Well, she buried
True
the lead.
Story,
hey, love how that's a, as well as, like, you lead with that.
Yeah. Let me know when you're done. Let me know when you're done.
No, I'll give you a chance and then I'll come back in with something. No, you're good. No, you're good. Yeah.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
So, firstly, let's knock a woman for trying to get herself more work in a world where dominated by men. Second, Ryan, you have the protection of Channel 7 as your full-time job.
True.
Which leads you to many an MC gig. Tommy.
That's true.
You have the protection of Southern Cross Oz Stereo Triple M as your full-time job, which leads you into being a part of the footy call team.
Yeah.
Danny Shuey, standalone, manages to still get a gig along you two.
You're a hero.
At Triple M on a Saturday morning, whilst also seeking out an agent to assist me in more work to help my family, whilst also a mother of two children. Okay.
Look, you're a hero. You're an icon.
Absolutely.
You are a representation of what all women should be aiming for.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of Tom, now she mentioned the weekend huddle. Now, this is another thing I just wanted to bring up quickly with you guys, because there's been some to and fro, some emails that have been sent around this building. And I just wanted to bring it to people's attention because I think it is something that we should consider.
All right.
Okay.
Now, last weekend on the show, we gave away some Fremantle Dockers tickets to their game against Brisbane,
yes,
which, of course,
did.
They went on to win.
Yep.
People very excited. The phones were lighting up. We gave away these tickets. Now, there was some confusion. A couple of people had to put the wrong email address in. Anyway, they ended up getting their tickets in the end. But I just wanted to point out.
Producer Sam's fault?
Definitely not Sam. He's perfect. Oh. It probably one of you two idiots. I just wanted to point
Sam's
out
innocent.
That our boss, Tim,
yes.
received an email or a message. And in this message, it says, sorry to bother you today. A friend of mine won tickets to the footy today.
Tommy, I knew this would happen.
On 92.9's Ryan Daniels show, but never received them. Now, I think the Ryan Daniels show has a ring to it. Now, clearly people out there are listening to this show and they forget you two idiots, even though you've got an agent.
Do you know why they think this is the Ryan Daniels show? It's because you do Triple M on a Monday.
Yeah.
You do Triple M on a Friday.
Yeah.
And a Saturday,
the
and
paper.
Then you're all over the bloody TV all week.
Yeah.
So it's the Ryan Daniels show. I think we change the name. I think we get that promo made up. Sam's already onto it.
I'll go and speak to my current agents and just say in my bio there, instead
can
of
you
Triple
change
week
it to the
Unlux,
Ryan Daniels show. I love that. That'd be good for you. A bit of bounce off.
Piggyback off,
you can piggyback
off your success.
Yeah, I'll let that happen.
It's nice that your mum's finally learnt how to use email. still to come, Beat the Huddle not far away. We've got Eagles tickets to give away. It's all happening. 92.9 Triple M at your weekend huddle. 92.9 Triple M at your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Ryan Marrick, great guest on the show. Simon Gallagher earlier. They'll both be on the podcast up on the Listener app.
Mm-hmm.
LISTNR.
Tommy actually did a 75-minute extended interview with Ryan Marrick that you can listen to on that podcast.
Just got a text from him.
No, you didn't.
Thanks, Tom. Great chat.
No, you didn't.
Glad to have you on board the Marrick train.
Do you know what? Now that Tom's got his mobile number, after tomorrow, if Ryan gets subbed on, Tommy's going to do the whole, well done today, mate.
Oh, he will. He'll slide in.
No.
He will absolutely slide in because now the door's been opened.
Sometimes you just got to put your neck out there that you see something before everyone else does.
Well.
Yeah, just like how
I do
you
like Ryan
Jesse
Marrick.
Hogan.
I do think he's going to be a very good player.
Anyway, Beat the Huddle. We're going to do it next, straight after the news here. If you want to play, 1-3-3-5-3. So it's a best of five quiz. You take on Ryan.
Who has only lost one in about 45 goes.
Or Danny.
Who loses every single time.
Not necessarily.
And this, we've got double prize
I won last
today.
Week.
Double prize.
That's
double
Rob's,
prize.
Okay, so Rob's phone line was broken.
You can pick your prize today. So Ghostbusters family pass. Take all the kids.
Yes.
Two adults, two
school
kids.
Holidays.
Paul Rudd's in it. I'll watch anything with Paul Rudd in it. Bill Murray's
Bill
back.
Bill Murray. Frozen Empire starring Paul Rudd and Bill Murray is in cinemas right now.
Or
here you go. Tickets to the Ryan Marrick Show.
Ah, so tickets to the Eagles game tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
First home game.
How many tickets? Double pass.
Double pass.
Beautiful.
Yeah, amazing.
Tomorrow.
So you can choose.
You can take your pick. We'll do it straight after the traffic here. We'll check in and come back. 92.9 Triple M. The Saturday rub coming up after us. And in a few minutes' time, a couple of selection queries at West Coast. I got some thoughts. And Ryan wrote a story in the paper today.
I did.
We'll cover that off. We have some thoughts on Andrew Gaff. Where it went wrong, and was he fairly treated this weekend? But right now, let's do this.
You win! Sensational!
Beat the Huddle. We're going to get stuck into it straight now with Dave from Nangara. He's on the phone. Dave, good morning.
Hey,
welcome
Dave.
To Triple M.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, thank you, mate.
Very good. Thank you, Dave.
Of five quiz here.
Thanks for listening, Dave.
Oh, yeah, welcome. I was on a long drive, so I had nothing else to do.
The only reason why you put it on.
All right, you need to pick who you'd like to take on, Ryan or Danny here, Dave.
I'm only taking feedback from them, and I'll still have to go with Danny.
Yeah, smart. Very smart
That's
move.
All right. You know what? Good on you, Dave. You're feeling lucky. You thought, I don't want to go with Ryan because I'll lose, so I'll go with Danny.
He's thinking maybe I want to go to the movies or I want to go to the footy, and if I play Ryan, I won't get to do those things.
I'm a woman of the people, so I tend to like to let the listener win.
Oh, you, mate, you are trying to win every time and you don't, okay? Stop hiding behind this mirage.
You haven't heard Beat the Huddle before. Best of five quiz. You pick who you like to take on. Ryan normally wins. Danny normally doesn't. Dave has chosen Danny. Dave, your name is your buzzer. Danny, your name is your buzzer.
Yes, I know.
I've just handed Ryan the questions.
Are you a footy fan, Dave?
Yeah, mate. Good. Yeah.
Who do you go for, Dave?
I'll go for Freo.
Ah.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Heave-ho.
All right. Okay.
Good win last week.
First question. Name a player to have played for both Fremantle and North Melbourne.
Danny. It's on the tip of my tongue.
We literally spoke about this week.
We literally in the WhatsApp
whole
group,
WhatsApp
we discussed players. There was numerous of them.
Yep.
Tony. I'll jump in if she doesn't.
Yes. Tony Modra. Tony Modra. What?
What are you talking about, mate?
Dave, I'm going to let you answer that one because that was so disgraceful.
Let's have a go with Peter Bell.
Peter Bell. Perfect. There you go.
Peter Bell.
We also
Spider Burton.
You know, that's
we would have accepted
Dave,
Spider Burton, Lee
Peter
Brown,
Bell,
Darcy Tucker, Griffin. Quite a few.
Jess Sinclair.
Jess Sinclair.
That's who I was thinking of. Jess Sinclair.
The other
blonde
handsome
hair.
Docker. Yep.
All right, let's go.
Okay, let's go. Next one. Which city is the F1 held in this weekend?
Danny. Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get that one.
Who wrote these questions?
That was very easy, Sam. Very easy. Okay.
One apiece.
Now, he's been listening to the show, Dave, this morning on his long drive, so he should know the answer to this.
Because Danny's has no idea what happened earlier. So.
Correct. Who is the sub for the Eagles against GWS tomorrow?
Dave.
Is it Merrick?
I heard Dave. Yes, Merrick. Yes.
Yes,
it is. What's the score? 2-1.
2-1.
I couldn't even say GWS. I was trying to get it out that fast. Okay. Teams from which state occupy the top two spots on the AFL ladder?
Dave.
Danny.
Oh, that was Dave.
Dave, this is for the win, Dave.
Sydney.
Wow.
New South Wales.
There you go. That's what I needed to hear. Thank you, Dave.
He got that wrong.
No, he was just saying Sydney, New South Wales, you know.
Yeah,
like
Sydney's the capital of New South Wales.
That is a raw. You know what, Dave?
I'm thinking it over, Danny.
I'm pissed off, you're a nice bloke. You sound like a nice bloke. So, whatever. Thank you for playing. And now, I believe you get to choose your prize.
Yeah.
You choose your own adventure.
Well, he's a
Dockers
supporter. So, are you going to take Eagles tickets or are you going to go to Ghostbusters?
I'm probably going to sound like the worst bloke in the world here, but I'll go Ghostbusters.
Yeah. That's
all right. That is good gear.
That's all right. Because we may have bumped into each other tomorrow, Dave, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for it.
Thanks, Dave. Enjoy your day, mate.
Have
enjoy
a good
the
day,
drive.
Dave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks,
Dave.
For being beat.
That
can
means
you, next
that.
Time your quiz master be a little bit more perkier? You were a bit flat.
Yeah. Do you reckon?
A little bit. I need you a little bit more.
You know what it is.
I try to get the questions out really quickly because I want Dave to win.
His daughter Avery's here.
Yeah. He's rattled. Can I just say, so Ryan, if you haven't been listening, he's brought his children in today to give his wife a break.
I have.
I've never seen a more rattled dad.
What? I'm in control,
about
mate.
5 minutes ago, William had a problem with his Nintendo. Ryan couldn't fix it. His mic was live. Avery was asking him a question.
So game on. It was game on.
Well, we might need to get him on air soon.
Well, I think we
should.
Just
to wrap up the show. 92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Straight after us, we are off to the Saturday rub. But the news happened straight after the game last week that Andrew Gaff would be dropped.
Broken on 7 News.
This week.
Yeah.
Which is a strange one for a coach to come out so quickly and drop a player, Ryan.
Yeah, look, I liked it because, I'm not saying I liked that he dropped Gaffey, but I liked that they got ahead of the game because it was going to be a talking point all week. It was going to be Andrew Gaff coming off his lowest disposals in his 270-odd game career. Mm. So it was going to be a discussion point. He'd been subbed out. So you hit it on the head on Monday. He has the conversation with Andrew and it's done. And then for the rest of the week, people can move on. And yes, there's still going to be questions about it, but it's not going to be are they, aren't they questions.
Yeah, you're not filthy at the club. Tommy?
I'm not filthy at the club. I just think the comment was that he'd done enough in pre-season to warrant selection. Mm. So 4 months of work warranted selection that week. And then a half of football, they knew within 24 hours he was out. That's what I don't. I'm not. I'm fine with him not playing.
How do you know he had a really ripping preseason?
That's what they said. That's why he had selection in the first week.
Yeah. Mm.
I just think it would have maybe looked better if they didn't.
Pick him
in the first place rather than playing him for a half and then dropping him. I feel for Gaff. I have no problem with him not playing.
Wherever he goes from here, I think we need to remember the career that Andrew Gaff's had. Whether he plays more,
absolutely.
Do you know there's only
he'll find form again soon. He's so loved by the club. He's a club legend, of course.
Do you know he's one of only 10 players to win a club BNF and 2 All-Australians? Yeah. Only one of 10 Eagles players to do that. And the rest, they're at the top of the tree.
I reckon you'll dominate the waffle in the next couple of weeks. 92.9 Triple M. Here's Jimmy Eat World. And then coming up, we're going to get the Daniels family in studio.
Because they are banging on that door and Rhino's sweating.
92.9 Triple M. Fremantle taking on North Melbourne. You hear it live right here on Triple M. The Dockers will get their second win of the season.
Oh, you heard it first. Tommy, we are blessed to have the beautiful Daniels kids here at work today. Ryan.
Yeah. Yes.
Ryan thinks Triple M's a crash.
Obviously
so he's
got their jeans from their mum.
I'm interested to know, Ryan, what does Kel have on this morning that the kids have come
Kel
to work with
has,
Dad?
She's having a girls' weekend. She's at Crown for the weekend with a couple of her
the
mates.
The Daniels and Crown stuff.
Friday night, Saturday night. So Dad's on point.
So we've brought Avery into the studio. Avery's 7 years old. Hello, Avery.
Hi.
Avery, can you tell us when Dad's got you for the weekend, what sort of fun stuff does Dad do?
Well, you know, McDonald's, I get to play, I get treats.
Yep.
McDonald's.
Yeah. McDonald's last
McDonald's
night.
And treats.
When Daddy, when Daddy takes you to McDonald's, what does Daddy order for himself?
Like 2 burgers.
Jeez, because Daddy ran a half marathon last year.
No, a full marathon, thank you very much. Sorry, Avery was there, weren't you, darling? Yeah.
Now, Avery,
so 2 burgers now. Let the marathon bod go.
That you're into cheerleading. What's your favourite thing to do at cheerleading?
I like doing stunting.
Oh yes.
What's your favourite stunt to do? Like, is there a move that you like to do?
I like doing the tea.
Oh, the tea lift.
Does Dad come down to cheerleading?
Yeah.
I go to the competitions,
Avery.
Yeah, what is...
What's your team called again?
Wildfire.
You do that thing on the side. We go, Wildfire.
Is Dad a good supporter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big question is, though, who do you like more, your mum or Dad?
Dad.
Oh, yes.
Hang on. Daddy's unfair.
Yeah, he's unfair. Kel's not here.
More treats coming later, don't worry.
Another Macca's run.
Yeah. Avery, good luck with the cheerleading and good luck. Hope you get McDonald's on the way home. Your dad just told me before that after this, he's happy to take you straight through McDonald's on the way home.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream morning.
All right. There's Avery, the star of the Daniels family on the show. Rhino, the Dockers get it done.
I think they need to and they will. Yes.
West Coast tomorrow?
Going to be tough. Going to be really tough. GWS are probably the best, if not the top two or three teams in the competition. So they got to hold their own. This is part of the growth, isn't it?
Oscar Allen tomorrow, and it's sad he'll be out for a long period of time, and Elijah Hewitt as well. So
yeah, both need surgery. Yep.
All right. Hopefully we get some better news about West Coast next week. Enjoy your day. The Saturday Rub straight after this. This has been your Weekend Huddle, 92.9 Triple M.